Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Enjoying the service today. Andrew is my name, and today I'm privileged to bring you the Word of God. Now, we started a new series as we prepare for our miracle missions offering called Faithful God. We want you to know that God is true and loyal to His Word, to His promise, and it shall come to pass. Last week, Pastor Eddie preached a great sermon about how God is faithful to restore. So today, I want to continue with the same series, talking about God is faithful to sustain. What does that mean? You know, we are living in the world where everything that we trusted, everything that we thought would sustain us, right now they are collapsing. The politics, the education, the science, everything that people put their trust in, everything that people thought would uphold them, it is collapsing. But today I'm here to remind you that we have a God who is faithful to sustain us, but also to sustain the world. Now, get into your Bibles. Colossians 1, verse 15 to 20. This is what it says. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers of authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things. In Him all things hold together, and He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He, Jesus, may have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Now I want us to go to the Old Testament and read Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 2. This is what the prophet Isaiah says. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. Father, I thank you for this word. May your word continue to nourish us so that we may know you and experience you as a faithful God sustained. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, from these two texts, I want to share with you two important truths about God being our sustainer, about God being faithful to sustain us. Throughout this miracle missions offering, we want to speak to you, to your heart, that actually God is faithful and is faithful to sustain you, no matter what you're going through. So I want to share two things from this text. Number one, God is the sustainer. God is the sustainer. You see, when you speak about sustenance, when you speak about God being the sustainer, we simply mean that God will walk you through. He will carry you. He will uphold you. He will uphold the world because He holds it in His hands. God is the one that sustains the world. He holds everything together. Because God created everything. He created the heavens. He created the earth. And because he created it, he is faithful to sustain it. Listen to what Paul tells us in Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For in him all things were created. In who? In Jesus. Things in heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him, through Jesus and for him. Verse 17, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The world and everything in it is sustained by Jesus. Jesus sustains everything. It is in his character. It is who he is that he sustains the world. He sustains his creation by the power of his word. No wonder the scripture says in Hebrews 1:3, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains, I want you to underline that, he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This scripture says God sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. The word of Jesus holds everything together, and he is faithful to sustain it. Because we live in the world that people think they are in charge. In fact, COVID has proved to us that none of the systems in the world can sustain the world. God sustains it. And he sustains it through Jesus, by the power of his word. Now you might be saying, Pastor, how does he sustain it? It's through his word. I want you to just look at where you are, in your living room or in your car. The very fact that you are breathing, you're taking in oxygen and you're releasing. The fact that you are able to do that signifies that indeed God sustains the universe. None of us say the oxygen today is not enough. No. Look at Africa, Uganda. The sun rises. Beautiful. And then it sets. That speaks about how God sustains the world. The other one that is very important for us is when you look at the sun. This morning my daughters were reminding me how the world, the earth, rotates around the sun. Now, scientists tell us if that sun moved any inch closer to the earth, we would all be fried. But listen. Because God sustains the galaxies, the waters, the rivers, the oxygen. Everything is sustained by him. So we know that Jesus is the sustainer. It is in his nature to sustain you and I. It is in his nature to sustain us. I have never heard the sun take sabbatical. Never. It has never said, you know what? The sun has never said, today I'm tired. No. Because of God's faithfulness to sustain, it always comes. Friends, I want you to know something. Politicians are not the ones that sustain us. The economic system is not what sustains us. It is not the affairs of man and his cleverness that sustains us. What sustains the world, what sustains you and I, it is Jesus himself. He holds everything together. And because we know he sustains it by the power of his word, he's faithful to sustain it, he will always sustain it, then we can put our trust in him. Then we know we should not be anxious about anything. People are afraid. People are wondering what is going to happen. I want to give you some good news today. When Jesus is still on the throne and sustaining the world, you shouldn't be anxious about anything or anyone. Because the word of God reminds us, He's the one who created it and is the one who upholds it. So he's the one who carries the world together. So number one, he is the sustainer. Be anxious for nothing. He is the sustainer. The second thing I want to share with you, a fundamental truth about faithful to sustain, is this. God is faithful to sustain his children. Yes, he is. You see, when I say his children, I mean you and I who have put our faith in Jesus. The word of God reminds us that he is faithful to sustain us in all the difficult times we're going through. I love the promise God gives to the nation of Israel through the prophet Isaiah. This is what he says, Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 2. Verse 1 says, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze." We see God giving his children, the Israelites, a promise through prophet Isaiah, telling them that, look, you will go through the fires, you'll go through difficult times, but I'll be with you. In fact, he says in verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned." God reaffirming his children that indeed he's a God who sustains us in times of difficulty. When we are going through difficult times, he promised the children of Israel, "I will sustain you," and he did it. And throughout scripture, God is in the business of being faithful to sustain his children. Look at the nation of Israel. They were living in captivity. He sustained them through the desert. They had clothes. They didn't need to go to shop. Look at the Hebrew boys. They were thrown in the fire. But the Bible says there was another in the fire. He sustained them. I want you to look at Paul. He's thrown in prison with Silas. And God sustains him through worship in that place. I want you to look at Peter. He's put in prison. And at night, the angels come and open the gates. What is he doing? He's sustaining them in the times of difficulty. I want to remind you something. God has not changed. His nature has not changed. Circumstances change. Seasons change. But the God we serve, he's still faithful to sustain you in whatever you're going through. Listen to this promise. Isaiah 46 verse 4 says this. "Even to your old age and your gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you," says the Lord. He says he will sustain you, he will rescue you. Jesus, our Savior, the sustainer, he's faithful to sustain you and to rescue you. He's a sustainer. No matter what difficult situation you're going through, he is faithful to sustain you. You know, our founders, Gary and Marilyn, a story, they have told us many stories, but this one is amazing. So one day at night, they're in their home and thugs come to break into their house. So what happened is they broke into the house. They had AK-47. So they tie Gary's hands and they tell him, "Where's the money?" They cock the gun. And so they are ready to blaze his head off. And so the man just sets off the trigger. He pulls so that he can just blaze off Pastor Gary's head. So when he does it the first time, nothing comes out. He does it the second time, nothing comes out. The third time, he starts panicking. He asks Pastor Gary, "Are you Christians?" And he tells them, "In fact, I'm a pastor." The gun was sustained by God. So as the guy was pulling his gun, God was sustaining it. You see, you might be out there, and for you, it's not the gun on your head. It's not the physical gun. For you, what is on your head might be that bank loan. What's on your head might be they're chasing you out of that house. What's on your mind is your children are not going to school. What is on your mind is my business is failing. What is on your mind that you need God to sustain you might be your marriage. No matter what you're going through, I have good news for you. We serve a God who is faithful to sustain you. He is. The one who sustained Gary is the same God who sustained Peter. Is the same God who sustained the Israelites. And today, I'm here to remind you, he's faithful to sustain you as his child. He's faithful to sustain you. Do not lose hope. You see, there's a story of a man called Paul. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And there's been a lot of argument, what was it? But all I know, that he needed sustenance. Listen to what the scripture says. 2 Corinthians 12:9. "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Paul brings out this fundamental truth that in our moments of difficulty, when we are going through trying times, when life is tough like it has been during this COVID pandemic, that God is faithful to sustain. And how does he do it for you and I who are called by his name? He gives you grace. He pours his grace on you. He says, when you're weak, I am there. When you're struggling, I am there. When the rent is not coming, I am there. When the tuition is not coming, I will sustain you. When the food is not there, I will sustain you. When you're about to retire, I will sustain you. When you're sick on your bed, I will sustain you. He continuously reminds us, I will give you grace that you need to be sustained in the pain that you're going through. I want you to know this. God does not promise that there will not be a fire. God does not promise that there will not be pain. But what he promises, that in your pain, in the fire, he will give you grace to sustain you because he's faithful to sustain you. That's who he is. I want to share with you a story of one of us called Belinda. Belinda serves here in Power FM. She experienced the faithfulness of God to sustain her in the most trying time of her life when she was going through cancer. Please, let's stand to the screen. I'm going to go to the next one. Wow, what an incredible story of God's faithfulness to sustain. If God can sustain Belinda, God can sustain you. If God can watch over her and uphold her and carry her through cancer while she's working, God can do it for you. So as we celebrate our miracle missions offering, as we get ready to give an extravagant offering, I don't want you to lose sight of this important truth, that God is the sustainer and God will sustain his children. He promises that. He has done it for Belinda. He will do it for you. I'm not talking about your neighbor. I'm talking about you. So as we come to the end of this session today, I want to pray for you as a child of God. You're going through a trying time. You're shaken. You're wondering, God, are you around in this fire? Oh, the persecution at work is too much. Are you around? Oh, the disease is big. The challenge is overwhelming. I want to pray for you. You know Jesus, and you want to experience his grace of sustenance. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all your children that are listening in and that are watching. And they are going through a difficult moment, tough situations. I pray in Jesus' name that today you will release grace in their moment of weakness. I pray that you will uphold them. And Lord, like you did it for Belinda, do it for them. May they see your salvation amidst their pain. I pray that the power of the Holy Ghost will invade their situation and rescue them and sustain them, because we know there is nothing impossible to them that believe. And so today we are trusting you because you are faithful to sustain. In Jesus' name, amen. But you see, I know some of you do not have a relationship with Jesus. So when I speak about the promise of him sustaining us as his children, like he did for Belinda, you have no relationship with him. So right now, I want to invite you to the family of God. And it's an easy, simple thing. He paid the price. All he says, come. So I want to pray for you. If you're the one and you need to give your life to Jesus right now, I want you to put a comment in the chat box. I want you to send us an email. I want you to know that we love you. So I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brother and my sister who are receiving you today for their very first time. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will experience your power of being faithful to sustain them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.